If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But real strength actually does come from real, not in name only, faith in Christ. Spiritual strength is very real. And all that Eastern mysticism, meditation, yoga, mind control is eventually, like physical strength, failing.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Jerry. My friend, you've seen them, from football players to these fitness competitions, perhaps even yourself. You try to get and be stronger. Can our kids play sports? Could they perhaps get a scholarship to college? They need to be stronger. Are we getting older? Of course we are. But whether we're 40, 50, 60, 70, or even 80, we need to be stronger. Did we get ill, break a bone, tear a muscle, a ligament, or something else? We need strength. And watching those athletic battles, who has the edge? Who wins the battle? The strongest, the fastest, the more agile. And if that isn't enough, then let's bring mind, emotions, even soul into it. Let's get the edge. And even outside of athletics, in the business world or even in social circles, who is stronger? The strongest survives. Then use the supplements. Get the edge. No, not just vitamins, but steroids, drugs, cheating, dirty tactics, anything to be stronger. But in the end, no matter how strong you are, someone else is stronger. Who was the strongest, Goliath or David? Conventional wisdom bet on the big guy. Didn't work so well. Even in the Bible, we who follow God are time and time again exhorted to be strong. We are looking at that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, listen to Damaris Carbaugh sing this wonderful song, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. the Bible, in the letter Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he prays a couple different prayers, the second of which is extraordinary, only surpassed in its sublimity by Christ's prayer in John chapter 17, you know, the high priestly prayer. In chapter 3 of Ephesians, he says this, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." We all know, even though we try to deny it or at least delay it, our physical strength will one day fail. In fact, sometimes those that push it the hardest fail first. But don't let that deter you from necessary body conditioning. After all, this body for Christians is God's temple, according to his word. But yes, we all finally fail in strength. We die. But what about spiritual strength? Even those muscle-bulging athletes sometimes think that being strong in your spirit can get you that edge, and then they try all kinds of things, from Eastern mysticism to maybe a nominal nod to God, wearing a cross, pointing to the sky, or repeating a rehearsed phrase acknowledging God. But real strength actually does come from real, not in name only, faith in Christ. Paul told the Corinthians, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away." In other words, our bodies are drained, our physical strength is failing. "Yet inwardly," he continues, "we are renewed day by day." Spiritual strength is very real, and all that Eastern mysticism, meditation, yoga, mind control, is eventually like the physical strength, failing. But see what he is saying. First, right up front, the plea for strength is going to God, not just to a God, not a God which is you, not some local idol, not some inner potential, and not at whatever God, but God, the creator of the universe. So this strength has an eternal nature from an eternal source that is greater than anything, because he, God, created all things. Then, in order that this strength, which we know goes counter to the failing physical strength of Paul and all these Ephesians, not to mention us, be fully realized, he prays that they get it, that it is as broad as the whole world, as long as from eternity past to eternity future, as deep as the human heart, and as high as the throne of God. This is strength that is beyond comprehension, unless one thing, you know the love of Christ, which passes all earthly knowledge. That's why it is not available to everyone, even everyone who is pursuing with all persistence, all strength. You can never acquire this strength in your own strength. In fact, Paul said Christ told him, listen to this, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." He said that to Paul. He meant Paul's weakness and our weakness. So he ends this prayer, that is Paul, on strength with the plea for the only solution, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. There it is. You want, you need, you have got to have strength. You're dying without it. You will only receive the strength you need when you allow the presence of God to fill you. This is not to say a few words and magically you get strength. It is sincerely, humbly, in all your failure and sin and weakness, open yourself up to Jesus Christ saying, "Please take all of me. I know it's hard and hard to believe, but it's true," and starts, yes, by a few sincere words. You can say something like this: "Dear Jesus," just pray it with me, "I'm sorry for living my life in rebellion on my own. I need you. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call me or write me? You can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-4663. Or you can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. And by the way, you can go to that website and find more about receiving Christ as your Savior. But I want to send you something to help you in this new life. So write me, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.